By now, the whole world certainly knows that Creative Kids is a recent recipient of the 2013 Youth Program Award from the National Arts and Humanities Program. And my interviewees were to be Stephen Engel, who is co-founder of Creative Kids, along with his lovely wife, Andrea Gates Engel, along with Dinesha Pritchard, who was one of the lovely young ladies who was at the White House. And by attrition, we have wound up with Andrea. So what happened? Where are Stephen and Dinesha today?
Stephen's recovered from what was supposed to be a simple appendectomy, turned into 2 weeks in the hospital. And so, so he's still at home trying to get his bearings and things that.
He's here in spirit,
I'm
sure.
Yeah, so he told me to tell you, of course, hello, and he loves you. So he's not here.
It's mutual.
And Dinesha was supposed to be with us. Unfortunately, was admitted in the hospital last night. She suffers from sickle cell anemia and is in the hospital frequently when she has a crisis. So she was really upset, too. She was looking forward to it. And
I'm sorry not to be able to meet her in person.
I
was looking forward to that myself. Oh, I'm sure. And so the good news is I have no problem talking to you for a little while. This is I always enjoy seeing you, and I have always so admired what you and your husband kicked off. How many years ago now?
It's been 14 now.
14 years.
14. Only feels like five, so I guess it's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I feel, you know how sometimes you kind of feel important by association? I feel that way. I feel so proud of Creative Kids because I was working at the Arts Resources Department, now Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, when you and Stephen came in and you wanted to apply for your first grant because you had this vision of what you wanted to do. And wow, I mean, look where it's come to.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Fabulous. Now, explain exactly, if you would, which program you received this particular award for, or which is the main program that was recognized?
So it's for Project AIM, Arts in Motion, and it's a visual arts program specifically for pediatric oncology patients. Mm-hmm. And so that was our very first program that Creative Kids launched back in November of 1999. And so here we are 14 years later. And so it started at Providence Hospital, and we've now expanded to El Paso Children's Hospital. So we're now at two hospitals.
Wonderful.
And now being nationally recognized is huge. We're just so excited.
If anyone has not yet visited your gallery, the Olo Gallery is located at 504 San Francisco, right down there on the perimeter of the Arts District. That's an amazing facility. And you took, it seems to me, a huge leap of faith to jump in there. Tell me about that experience.
So we were renting the old Arts Photographic on Montana for years and loved that space. But when we were doing the math and looking at rent versus owning, it just seemed better to try to find our own space than once we saw that this program was going to probably stick around for a while. And it was Stephen who said, let's get in the car. And we just started driving around all over the place. Started downtown and actually looked at the first building was that mansion. It's called the mansion. It's the old brothel.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been perfect for a kids program.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Worked out well. So looked at that. We loved it, but it was just in such disarray and it just needed so much work.
You're such a gutsy couple driving around. Like, gonna, yeah, let's get in
debt
with that one.
Breaking into buildings is fun. And so we came across this other building on 504 San Francisco and just really saw the potential. And at that time, Union Plaza was not what it is now. It was just Rocket Buster Boots at the time.
Well, you really saw the possibilities there, too.
Yeah, and it took a lot of convincing. Our board thought we were crazy, and they said no. I mean, if you saw the building before, they just did not see the vision and just thought it was crazy and just they couldn't see it. And so we said, please promise us, trust us, we're going to make this happen. And we also had to convince the owners that they didn't want to sell it. It was for lease. So it took that. And then I remember it was Christmas Eve and it was actually snowing. So I thought that was a good sign. We were at Stewart Title signing our life away, 2005.
It's just magnificent. It's so exciting. And so here you find yourselves tootling off to Washington with the two young ladies. Tell me the stories of Dinesha and Miranda Luna.
Yeah, so when we found out in June that we got the award, so it said specifically, it's one adult from the organization and one child you can bring. That's
Oh,
it, one
okay.
and one. at the time, Stephen was like, I want you to be the one, the representative. And so I said, okay, no problem. I'll go to the White House.
I don't mind meeting Michelle Obama.
Yeah,
sure.
Sure. And then the tough choice was really picking which patient was going to join me. And so, you know, looking back at all the years, there's so many kids that have come and gone, and unfortunately a lot have passed. And so Miranda kept sticking in her head because she's still in our program, not in the hospital, because she's now survived leukemia twice. She started our program when she was 9 years old at the hospital. And her family and her siblings are still involved. And so we thought Miranda would be a perfect choice because she has just gone through so much and she's healthy. And that was another thing. We didn't want to pick a patient that might have risked being in the hospital that week or something. Mm-hmm. So we just, and Miranda actually did a Make-A-Wish about 3 or 4 years ago. And her two choices were, one, go to the White House. Second choice was to go to Hawaii. And so Make-A-Wish actually sent them to Hawaii.
So going for number two.
So all of that was, it just kind of made sense. So when we told her and her family, we have it recorded, the look on her face was priceless.
Fantastic.
She had a great time. And then about a month ago, we got an email from the president's committee and said, send a 2-minute video of one of your patients. They sent it to all 12 organizations that were being recognized of program impact statement, because we were going to choose one of those to be the opening speaker for the ceremony at the White House. So that's when we thought of Dinesia. Dinesia gave a 2-minute program impact statement. We sent that off, and I, to be honest, totally forgot about it. And then about 2 weeks ago, we got a call that they had selected Dinesia.
So that's how two girls got
to go. So that's how we ended up with two, which was...
Wow. That's no small thing.
I know.
So how much time did you have with the First Lady?
It felt about 5 seconds, but I think from the video, it might have been a minute and a half. Dinesia is actually the lucky one. She got a lot more time with the First Lady. Before the ceremony started, Dinesia got to meet her back, you know, behind closed doors. They took their own photograph since Dinesia wasn't going to be able to go up on stage with me.
Ah, okay.
She got hugs and, you know, supportive talk from the First Lady, just letting her know it's going to be okay. Because she was very nervous.
Oh, I imagine. Yes,
I could not do what she did, but she pulled it off. We were practicing for weeks, and to be honest, what she went up on stage was nothing like we practiced. It was 100 times better because she just went with her heart and her feelings, because she kept trying to read her speech word for word, and I told her, you've got to just ditch the speech. You know what you want to say. You have the feelings.
Good advice.
And she went for it, and I mean, she... If anyone was watching that, she just really...
She glowed.
And once she was done, everyone in the audience just stood up at the same time and clapped, and just roaring. And the First Lady was crying. She was shedding tears. So that was amazing.
All right. From the heart work to there. Oh, my. So actually, for our listeners who are interested in celebrating this wonderful event with the Creative Kids, you actually have your 5th annual shopping night, Shopping with a Purpose, and that's coming up on Thursday, December the 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Olo, O-L-O, Gallery, which I looked at that and thought, what is an Olo? And you explained to me way back, that's Other Learning Opportunities.
Yes, I love my acronym. So
well, I love that one because I really appreciate the implications that there's so many different ways to learn.
Yes.
And that's at 504 San Francisco. Tell me about that annual shopping night. What's the deal?
What we do every year, this just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's products and merchandise all designed by our kids in the program. So this year we'll be unveiling brand new merchandise, T-shirts, hoodies, scarves, traveling mugs. We'll actually have table runners that we've designed. Just all kinds of things. We're trying to get into the home aspect.
And these are fun things. I have to brag on you. I mean, I've walked through there I've done the double take where I go back and do this. Like, I got to flip through this rack. This is good looking stuff. It's not just, okay, I'll buy something I don't need just to support Creative Kids. No. This is really nice.
Yeah, really nice and good price. And then the great thing is 100% of the proceeds go directly back to the organization.
Doesn't get better. Now, speaking of proceeds, part of your experience with the White House and receiving this National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Award was a $10,000 grant.
Yes.
Where's that going?
Believe it or not, we are outgrowing Olo. I can't believe
you're
it.
You're kidding. So. No, here. I just bragged on your space and you're leaving. No,
no, we're not leaving. We're expanding. And so
Oh, okay.
We are going to be rolling out a capital campaign in the new year. And so we think that this money could be kind of a jump start to that and get people to help with matching funds and things like that. So we're adding on.
Well, all right. Let's start. Let's start setting that campaign up. Let's describe the kids that work the art programs that you provide in the hospital. Describe that scenario. How does it work?
Obviously, we have to go to them. Mm-hmm. So we're there at the hospitals. We in both hospitals, we have dedicated art rooms that are for our program. And so we are there four times a week. And
when you say we, who's?
We have really fabulous instructors that we've passed the torch to them. Steven and I just could not keep doing it. And around 2007, 2008, we had to really take on the administrative role.
Yuck.
The fun, yeah. That's when all the,
was that my out loud
all
voice?
The fun ended.
I know. Yuck.
And so we hired Alyssa Salome and Mia Ortiz. They've really done a fabulous job of taking it over, giving it the attention and the heart and the emotion that a program like that.
And these are art professionals who are teaching.
Everyone we hire has a degree in art education or fine arts.
Fabulous.
And so me and Alyssa are the instructors that go in and they make their rounds, so to speak, and get the kids out. The kids know who they are and they know it's at 2 o'clock, it's studio time.
Yes.
And
now I've made it. I've had the good fortune to make a visit at different points in time. But I remember one little fella. He was maybe 6 years old. Of course, his little billiard ball head.
Yeah.
And he comes walking in his little footies in his little yellow hospital gown open in the back and his little, you know, cartoon shorts you can see from behind. And he walks in and somebody's holding his hand and rolling his little IV pole. And he sits down there and this little guy just coloring and having a good time and working on his project and just getting away from everything else for that little spell of time.
I know, and unfortunately after that visit he passed away a couple weeks after that. And
I
so that's
that.
The bad part.
He was such a
is the bad part of this
but
program.
He was so happy in those moments.
Yeah, and that's what I always tell everyone, the artwork is a legacy that they leave behind.
And the artwork is displayed in the hospitals, which is always a beautiful inspiration. And these children then, when they ideally, if they do well and they become part oftentimes of your programs at the Olo Gallery.
Yes, they'll attend on Saturdays with their siblings. And
okay.
So we have lots of kids. I don't want to make it sound like it's always kids are passing away, but we do have
a
lot.
But you certainly remember the ones who do. So a lot of kids come in there who are from the hospital programs.
Yes.
And then you have other kids from other areas of the city, do you
yes.
not?
Uh-huh. So the Saturday class is the one program we have open to the public, since during the week we are with our specific populations that we serve. So Saturday we open it up to anyone, 10 to 1 art classes. And so we invite all of our students from the other programs we have
Wonderful.
To come to get additional studio time.
Yeah. Do you welcome people dropping by and seeing the gallery and checking out everything that you have going
on there? Oh, yeah. And so since the art and farmers market opened downtown.
Perfect.
Right around the corner, we get a ton of traffic.
Perfect, as it should be, yes.
So, yeah, it's open to anyone to come in and check things out.
Beautiful. And I cannot recommend it highly enough for people do drop in and visit the Olo Gallery, 504 San Francisco. Your perfect opportunity to do that would be to celebrate with Creative Kids, celebrate their receiving that 2013 Youth Program Award, and be part of their fifth annual shopping night. And that's all on Thursday, December the 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m., perfect time. And if you don't do it then, on any of the Saturday mornings that you're down there at the farmers market or wandering the arts district, drop in. In the meanwhile, you can visit creativekidsart.org and check out all their fantastic programs. Congratulations 10 times over, Andrea. My guest today, the Creative Kids co-founder, Andrea Gates Engel, and Stephen Engel. We wish him well.
Yes.
I hope he gets well very quickly. And Dinesha, I look forward to meeting her very, very much.
We'll bring her back because she was very excited to come. So,
well, we will get her back
okay.
then. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.